First off, where is the lead in our drinking water coming from?
It's coming from mainly from the service pipes, the lead service pipes that are either on the public side, which would be the main to somebody's border or their property, and then from there to the person's house. And, you know, such old infrastructure and old housing here in southern New England, or all of New England for that matter, that's where most of the lead is. But it's also in lead fixtures inside the house, lead soldering, to put the pipes together. So there's from that sources too. It's not from the reservoir. It's not from the water mains. It's from those lead service lines.
Providence Water, which supplies water to the majority of the state, they're offering 3-year 0% interest loans to homeowners who are trying to get their private lead service lines replaced. Is this a good strategy to try to help alleviate the problem?
Yeah, it's expensive, so a lot of people can't afford it. It's absolutely a great step. I mean, they can change the public side, but then if the lead side on the private side stays, it can actually cause bigger problems, because it's these partial replacement studies have shown that the lead actually spikes, the levels of lead spike. So you got to change both now. So yeah, they have to help incentivize or help people that can't afford it to do this work. It's about $2,000 to $3,000 roughly to replace a lead service line.
And will getting rid of service lines ultimately fix that problem of leaded drinking water?
No, that's why it's such a complicated problem. Say the state or Providence Water replaced all the public side and everybody had their private, that has lead private side service lines replaced, there would still be the lead fixtures in people's homes. So you could do all that and spend all that money, you know, rough estimate, $95 million to get rid of all the lead service pipes, public, both public and private. Then you have the lead soldering inside, you know, lead plumbing inside people's homes, brass and copper, which can produce conditions that create corrosive things where lead's leached out. So it's still a problem.
I'm speaking with Frank Carini, who recently wrote an article for EcoRI News about leaded drinking water in Rhode Island. So you've done a number of interviews for this piece, and after gathering all this information, what have you heard, or what can you say is the best way to go about addressing the issue of lead in Rhode Island?
Well, I think it needs to be a community discussion. I don't think you can put all the fix on the Providence Water. I think we need some political will to make this happen. I think we need some, you know, at the State House, the governor's office, to take a little bigger of a leadership role in this issue. I don't think you can just have Providence Water shoulder it all. It's not like they're, you know, rolling around in tons of money. Our water is still pretty cheap, and it should be. People need to be able to afford it, but it costs a lot to produce and maintain a drinking water system. So I don't think we should let Providence Water or the public or the private side people shoulder all the burdens. Some people can't afford to fix their pipes, or people that live in rented buildings don't really know what their pipes are, because it's not like lead paint where they have to be told. Landlords don't have to say anything about lead and water, so we should address that issue too. It's a community problem that needs to be addressed by the community, or statewide problem that needs to be addressed by the entire state.
What can the community do?
You know, ask for their politicians to address this issue better. Let your landlord know, hey, is there lead in my pipes? Can you tell me? Can you have it tested? Have you had it tested? Ask your landlord questions about that.
And are Rhode Island state lawmakers doing anything to look into this or address leaded drinking water?
Not much. There's a few that, you know, bring it up, but there's not much going on. Not enough.
So what can people do to minimize their exposure to lead in their drinking water?
It's a good question. I was told by Providence Water and by others, DOH and so forth, Department of Health, let their water run until it gets cold. Use a filter, but make sure it's a lead certified filter that removes lead. If you just bought a Brita or something off the shelf, it's not going to have a lead filter in it. So make sure it has a lead certified filter in it. And also make sure you read how often you have to change that filter, because it doesn't last forever. Those are the two big things. Get your water tested if you can afford it. And both the Department of Health and Providence Water offer some pretty affordable testing. I mean, if you can afford it, you know, change your lead service pipe, see what kind of other leads within your plumbing within your house.
That was Frank Carini. He's the editor of EcoRI News and recently wrote a piece for their website on leaded drinking water and lead plumbing in Rhode Island. Frank, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.